We heard you're having a really rough time of things this year.
Yeah, and we can't have that. It's Christmas.
Psst. What if they don't celebrate Christmas?
Oh well, he can at least let loose a little bit. It's been such a shit year.
Oh my gumdrop buttons, don't swear.
Yes, it really has, and we're here to make sure that the end of your 2020 is not so shit. That's why we were given special permission from the big man himself to come give you a bit of Christmas cheer.
Oh, even if that's not what you celebrate.
Exactly.
Just so you know, though, Santa is totally real.
It's true. What, you don't believe us? Well, that's okay.
Santa and the High Order of Elves have decided to suspend the normal legalities just for this year. That means even if you don't believe, but you've been really good...
You're still eligible for a present. Isn't that fantastic?
And according to the nice list, you've been a very good boy. Helping people where you can, and still trying to take care of yourself? That wasn't an easy thing to do this year.
But hey, we've almost made it to the end of 2020.
Now, I see that you haven't written any letters to Santa in... Oh, quite some time now. Lots of adults don't anymore. It's very odd.
Long story short, because you hadn't written in a while, it did take us a bit longer to figure out what you might like as a gift. So we went ahead and did some digging on your social media accounts, and...
We noticed a pattern. There was a ton of porn, and we found that you really like anal.
Oh, hey... Don't worry about it. We're not judging. You can still be a perv and be a good boy.
Oh, absolutely. So listen, all three of us are taking this assignment very seriously. Santa said to spread Christmas cheer by any means necessary, and that's what we intend to do.
Although, he didn't exactly say that fucking was on the table. On second thought, I'm not really sure we should-
Shh. What the big boss doesn't know won't hurt him. On the other hand, we have this cutie right in front of us, and it's our job to make them happy. Besides, aren't you super pent up? Don't you just want to fuck something?
Yeah, I guess. And I bet a lot of other elves might do this for their assigned humans, too. After all, sometimes the only thing someone needs to feel better is a good fucking.
Look. Maybe we're not supposed to do this kind of stuff, but we're so fucking horny, and Santa will probably never allow us to make field trips like this into the human world again. Just look at Snakey, standing there with her big, soulful eyes and those cute candy cane stockings. She's never been fucked before, you know, and definitely not in the ass. And B... She's a bit of a rule follower, but I bet if you ate her out, she'd love to give you a special Christmas treat.
I could be persuaded.
And Zinli was the one who planned this whole trip for us. She even came up with an excuse to have all three of us come out here to see you. What was it you said again, Zen?
Yeah, she said your dog just died and you needed three sets of hands to wrap a new Great Dane in a box and carry it to your house.
Well, hey, it worked. They bought it, didn't they? And now we're all here, ready to give you your real present. So why don't you start with Snakey?
Yay! I want to sit on his face first.
Oh, good idea. You can get her soaked so she's ready to take your dick in her ass.
Yeah. Oh my god. I'm so ready for this. Mm-hmm. warm. I love that you dove straight in. Makes me want to fuck you even more.
Hey, B, can you help me take his pants off?
On it.
Oh, fuck. That is a gorgeous North Pole.
Jesus and Mary Joseph and all of his carpenter friends.
I'm so glad I lied to the Elf Council.
Trust me, I'm just as happy about it. Well, you know, it would be a shame not to...
Already one step ahead of you.
I can feel you slowly... slow your tongue down, mister. Just because they're both covering your cock and wetness as duties as my clit licker have ceased. How about I just grab a fistful of your hair and grind my tight little ass on your tongue. That's it. What a good boy.
Fuck, your cock tastes so good.
We can barely fit our lips around it.
Then we need to try harder.
Stick your tongue deeper. I'm coming. Oh, good boy, I'm coming. I'm coming.
No wonder he's on the nice list. I just took such good care of you, Sneaky.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh, my snickerdoodles, that was amazing. I have no idea how I'm going to fit that thing inside me, though. I'm only twice its size. That thing comes to my knee.
Nah, you're nice and wet now. Here, how about this? I'll come talk you through it while B takes her turn writing his face.
Okay.
I'm going to enjoy this. Do you like the idea of having another little helper smother you? Yeah? Good boy. Fuck. That tongue.
Okay, there's nothing to be worried about. I know he's really big, but we'll take it slow, okay? Okay, face me. Face his feet. That's it. Now that you're in reverse cowgirl, I want you to use both hands and spread your ass cheeks.
Like this?
Just like that. And I'm gonna grab his cock and just guide him inside you. You don't have to do a thing, just slowly, at your own pace, ease your ass down onto him, okay?
Oh, okay. I think I can do this.
I know you can. You got this. Come on, ready? And go. Oh, you good?
Yeah.
Hey, B, you good too?
Oh, fuck. Yes. I love riding him.
Okay. Keep sliding down onto his shaft. Good girl, that's it. Oh! Did you feel that twitch?
Yeah.
You know why he twitched like that, right?
Why?
Because he loves the feeling of your tight and tiny little ass sliding over his throbbing cock.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Are you gonna keep helping him feel good? You almost have him completely inside you.
Yes, I want him to be happy.
Oh, felt that, all right?
You got him all the way down, Snakey. You're gonna win Elf of the Year.
Yes. Yes. And I want more. More. Oh, my God. No. He's reaching so deep inside me. I can feel him stretching me out.
And I'm so wet. And I think it's so close.
Oh, I've never felt this full before. Oh, my God. This is better than cookies on Christmas morning.
That's it, girls. Show him how much your tight little bodies love using him. And I'll just supervise and... Wait, what is he doing? Why is he putting his hand on my thigh? His fingers are really thick.
Hey, you're not getting away that easily. If we're coming...
Oh, you're coming too?
Hey, I've never been fingered before. Oh, my sweet sugar plum fairies. He's stretching me out like a warm peppermint taffy.
Guys, if he keeps licking me like this, I'm gonna see the Star of Bethlehem.
Alright, come. I'm gonna come to him. All the way up in my red nose and my right ear.
Like this.
You can't possibly regret doing this. You've left your creamy frosting all over their faces.
No, not that. I loved that. I mean, the part where we leave and, you know, never see them again.
Oh, yeah? That does kind of suck.
There's nothing we can do, though. At least all four of us will have these really nice memories, right?
I guess. But what if we snuck back and... visited them again.
You're the one who's all about the rules, and that breaks, like, all of them.
Well, I don't know. I heard a rumor that the big man was going to start letting us elves do a lot more stuff outside of the North Pole from now on. There are so many people that even he's having trouble getting to all of them. Maybe we could, you know, take a little bit of time for ourselves.
Oh, that's a good idea. Even if it's a year from now. That's something to look forward to.
Yeah. Oh, we'll find them again, and maybe we can try something a little bit kinkier next time.
So remember, be good this year, too. And then we'll come find you again and give you another Christmas treat that you'll never forget.